Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the third chapter of Maseches Midos and beginning the fourth. Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah in the third chapter, says, Uchlo nosos shel erez, hayu kavuin mikaslo shel hechal lekaslo shel ulam. Poles of cedar extended from the walls of the hechal to the walls of the ulam. Kedei shelo yibat, so that the walls should not buckle. And chains of gold were suspended in the ceiling of the ulam, so that the young kohanim could scale using these ropes, and they could inspect the crowns. Shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk in Zechariah, V'ha'ataros tiyeh l'chelem ulatovia v'leidaya ulachen ben Tzfanya. So the crowns will be for, and it gives a bunch of proper nouns, names of people, l'zikaron b'heichal Hashem, as a memorial in the heichal of Hashem. Gefen shel zahav ha'isa omedes al pischo shel heichal, and there was a grapevine made of gold suspended in the entrance to the heichal, umudla al gabe klonasos, and it was hung over poles. Call me shehu misnadev ale, o gargir, o eshkol, and if anyone donated a leaf, or a grape, or a cluster, a bunch of grapes, maybe visoleba, he would bring it, and he would hang it on this golden grapevine. Amar Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Tzadok, and Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Tzadok, said, My Sahaya, there was an incident, v'nimnu aleha shlosh meos kohanim, and this vine made of gold required 300 kohanim. So let's look at a couple of Bartnuros on this Mishnah. There were poles running from the walls of the Hechal to the Ulam shlo yibatu, so that they shouldn't buckle. Shlo yatu haksalim lipol machmas govahan, so that the walls shouldn't bend because of their weight. Vahiyu haklonosos halalu So the poles ran from one wall to the other to support them so that they shouldn't fall down. So they had these chains of gold, these ropes of gold, so that the Kohanim could scale them and inspect the ataros. So where were these crowns? They were in the windows of the Hechal. Call Mishahu Misnadev, anyone who donated a golden berry or leaf or cluster. Zahav Lehechal, so he donated gold for the Hechal. Verotza Shahazahav Atzmo Shehisnadev Yisnuhu Behechal. And he wanted the gold itself that he was donating to be given to the Hechal. Lefi Shahayukula Mitsuvim Zahav, because the entire Hechal was plated with gold. So haya osa me osa zahav shemisnadev kidimus gargir o ola o eshkal vesoleba. So he would take the gold that he was pledging in whatever amount and whatever value, and he would have it made into golden leaves and berries and clusters of grapes, and these would then be hung on that golden grapevine. Let's take a quick look in the Tosfos Yontiv. V'nira li shahaya osa ola o gargir vetola begefen. So it seems that he would make a leaf or a grape, and he would hang it on the vine. Ulashash hayu tzrichin lezahav lidvach hahechal hayu lochin mikan umhistakin oso laasos mimenu mashit serach behechal atzmo. So they would hang these golden grapes and leaves on this vine, and when they needed gold for repairs, they would then take leaves and grapes off the vine and turn it into whatever it was that needed fixing in hechal made of gold. So that's how that procedure worked. Back in the Bart Nuro, v'nimnu aleha shlosh meos kohanim, one time they needed 300 kohanim, mikoved hazahav meruba shahayaba, because of the weight of all the gold that was on it, hutzrichu shlosh meos kohanim latatla ulifnosa mimakom lamakom. So it was so heavy from all this gold, it required 300 kohanim to take it down and move it from place to place. And this is one of the places where the Chachamim were speaking in an exaggerated fashion. The lav davka shlosh meos kohanim didn't really mean 300 kohanim. Velonis kavin Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Tzadok, and the intention of Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok, elehodia shahazav harbe hisnadvusham, was only to let us know that a lot of gold was donated. So he's speaking figuratively, he's speaking illustratively. Like if you say that guy's 100 feet tall or it's a million degrees out, everyone knows you're exaggerating for effect, and that's what he's doing here. They didn't really take 300 kohanim, he's just saying it was very heavy because there were a lot of donations. That's the end of Perek Gimel. Let's now immediately begin Perek Daled. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Pitzcho shehechal gavoa esrim ama v'rachvo eser amos. So the door of the Heichal was 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide. V'arba dalsos hayulo. And there were four doors in this doorway. Shtayim bifnim, ushtayim b'chutz. Two on the inside and two on the outside. Shenamar, and it quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, ushtayim dalsos leheichal v'lekodesh. There were two doors for the Heichal and the Kodesh. Hachitzonos, niftachos letoch ha-pesach, the outer doors would swing inwards towards the opening, lekasos avyosha ha-kosel, and they would cover up the width of the wall. V'hapenimios, niftachos letoch ha-bayis, and the inner doors would swing into the room itself, lekasos achar hadalsos, and they would cover up the space behind the doors. Shekol habayis tuach bezahav chutz me'achar hadalsos, and the entire heichal was covered in gold except for the place behind these doors, because when these doors were opened, they would cover that part of the wall. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, betoch ha-pesach hayu amdos. He said that these doors didn't actually swing into the room. He said all the doors stayed in the doorway. They stayed in the entranceway. Ukamin itzramita hayu, and they were like an itzramita, which is a Greek word. It basically means that they were hinged, they would swing. V'nikpalos la'achreihen, and they folded behind themselves. Elu shtei amos u'mechsa, ve'elu shtei amos u'mechsa. So if the doorway was 10 amos wide, each door logically would be 5 amos, and they would fold in half, each piece 2.5 amos. Chatzi ama mezuzah mikan, v'chatzi ama mezuzah mikan. And there was a half ama of exposed doorpost on either end. Shenemar, and he also quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, Ushtayim dalasos lidalasos, and two doors for doors. Shtayim musabos dalasos, two turning doors. Shtayim ladalas echas, ushtayim ladalasos lacheres. Two for this door and two for that door. So we see that each door was made of two doors that would fold. And that's how they went in half when in the open position. Let's take a look at some Bartonuros. Going to skip a very large one. Itzramita, so this Greek word for something that turns on a pivot. Lucho shel prakim mechubaros ayadei chulyos v'hein niptachos. So these were made up of two boards that were joined by a hinge, and they would open on themselves. Ukisherotze nechpapos v'nichplos zo azu. So when you wanted to, you could fold them back one on the other. Kach hayu kol hadlasos halalu bein shelifnim bein shelachutz. And that's how all these doors were, whether the internal doors or the external doors. Mechubaros ayadei chulayos. All of them were joined together with hinges on the middle of the door to fold them in half. Ulasov chatzi ama shel uvei hakoso hayu kavuos bein hadalsos shebefnim bein osan shebechutz. And at either end, there was a half ama of exposed wall, both at the end of the internal doors and at the end of the external doors. Skipping a bit more. And he derives this from the pasuk Shenemar Ushtayim Dalsos Ladalsos Shtayim. So it says that the doors were made up of two doors. Alma Kol Delas V'Delas Haisa Chuluka L'Shtayim. So we see that every one of these doors was actually split into two pieces. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.